We would like to start the press and analyst briefing to explain about recommendation for administrative monetary penalty payment order by the Securities and Exchange Surveillance Commission and about action for compensatory damages against the former company executives. First of all, I'm going to introduce today's participants. Masashi Muromachi, Director and Representative Executive Officer, President and CEO. Ryoji Sato, Director and the Chairman of the Audit Committee. Yuki Furuta, Director and a member of our Audit Committee.
I am Hasegawa from Corporate Communications Division. I will be the MC today. Today, first of all, Mr. Muromachi will explain about the recommendation for administrative monetary penalty payment order, and after that, Mr. Sato, Audit Committee Chairman, will explain our approach for the action for compensatory damages against the former company executives. Mr. Muromachi will explain now.
I am Muromachi. Today, the announcement was made by the Securities and Exchange Surveillance Commission to the effect that the Commission has made a recommendation to the Prime Minister and the Commissioner of the Financial Services Agency that the agency issue an administrative monetary penalty payment order of 7,373,500,000 yen against a company pursuant to Article 20, Clause 1 of the Act for Establishment of the Financial Services Agency. We will examine our response about the administrative monetary penalty after we receive an official notice from the agency. But unless there are any special circumstances, we intend not to dispute the relevant facts or amount to be paid. We take seriously the fact that the recommendation for issuance of the record amount of the administrative monetary penalty payment order has been made, and we will enhance governance and internal control, and will reform corporate culture, and will take recurrence prevention measures so that we will never repeat the same mistake. Also, following the decision made by the Compensation Committee, all the executive officers seriously accept the responsibility for causing the accounting problem with the unwavering resolve to revitalize the Toshiba Group. And we have decided not to pay the performance-linked portion of the compensation for fiscal 2014 to any executives, on top of the partial return of monthly compensation back to the company, which we have been implementing for some time. We feel deep remorse and sincerely apologize to shareholders, investors, and all other stakeholders for betraying their trust and disrupting the market. Going forward, we, as a whole company, will unite to regain the trust of all stakeholders and the public, making every effort to soundly implement recurrence prevention measures. We would like to ask for your understanding and ongoing support. We also received many questions about the action for compensatory damages against the former company executives. I take it seriously that the judgment was made that former executives violated the duty of care. We will break away from the past and will make efforts to implement recurrence prevention measures. That's all from me.
Next, Mr. Sato, Audit Committee Chairman, will explain about the action for compensatory damages against former company executives.
I am Sato, and I'm the Audit Committee Chairman. On behalf of the Audit Committee, I will explain about the action for compensatory damages against the company executives. I am given this opportunity to explain following the recommendation for administrative monetary penalty payment order by the Securities and Exchange Surveillance Commission today. As we announced on November the 7th, the Audit Committee, upon receiving the investigation report from Executive Liability Investigation Committee, considered whether or not to file an action for compensatory damages against the investigated former executives. As a result, we decided to file an action for compensatory damages, seeking the following five former executives to pay jointly 300 billion yen as a portion of the total damage: Atsutoshi Nishida, Norio Sasaki, Hisao Tanaka, Fumio Muraoka, Makoto Kubo, and we submitted the petition to the Tokyo District Court. Reflecting the fact that the recommendations for administrative monetary penalty payment was made today, Audit Committee intends to increase the amount to seek in the action in addition to the 300 million yen that we have already sought. Based upon the penalty payment order issued by the FSA, a new damage will be identified when we pay the penalty. Based upon the 7.3 billion yen, 73.5 million yen of administrative monetary penalty that we pay, the Audit Committee will determine the amount of increase to seek and file an action with the court. I now like to explain about the basic approach of Audit Committee with regards to the amount sought in this action. This action is one in which the company is seeking compensation for damage incurred by the company that is within the scope of reasonable and improbable causation in terms of those acts of defendants that are held to be legally negligent. That means we are not going to seek the payment of the full amount of the costs incurred by the company as a result of inappropriate accounting or company expenses, such as the penalty imposed on us, but just the amount within the scope of reasonable and probable causation in terms of negligent acts of the five former executives. This approach is based upon the laws, such as company law and the civil law. The Executive Liability Investigation Committee recommended that the compensation paid to the accounting experts, listing agreement violation penalties, damage to credit, and the penalties that have been recommended today are considered as constituting damages to be sought. The committee also recommended that we should determine the amount to seek within the scope of reasonable and probable causation. Audit Committee, based on these recommendations, determined the compensation to the accounting experts was 900 million yen as of November the 7th, and the listing agreement violation penalty is 100 million yen as damage, and evaluated the damage to credit to be at least 100 million yen, thus concluded the total damage would exceed 1 billion yen and that the amount of such damage, which is within the scope of reasonable and probable causation in terms of negligent acts of the five former executives, is no less than 300 million yen. Therefore, we filed an action seeking for payment of 300 million yen as a compensation for a part of the damage incurred by the company. As for the penalties this time as well, we will seek the payment from the five former executives within the scope of reasonable and probable causation when we make the payment. As for the specific measures, Audit Committee will make a decision while consulting with legal counsel representing the company. Some media reports point out the need to hold liable other management members than those five former executives as well. Audit Committee finds the recommendation by the Executive Liability Investigation Committee is reliable that those five former executives are held liable, but legal liability is not found on the part of any other directors or executives, executive officers, including Mr. Muromachi. That is all for me. Thank you very much.